Local elections are coming up on the first weekend of December. We're trying to catch up with as many candidates who make themselves available to us here on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. One who has is Steve Reynolds from the Musselbrook Shire Council. How are you, Steve?
Mate, fantastic. How are you?
Not so bad. How long have you been associated with the Musselbrook Shire Council?
The Musselbrook Shire Council, as in an elected council, has been 5 years, but I've born and raised here, so
yep.
I'm not going to give away my age, but it's touching on 40.
Some of us are a bit worse than that, mate. So what did you get out of the last 5 years being a council member?
Yeah, no, look, it's been a great opportunity, a learning experience. That's why I put my hand up. I didn't want to be one of those people that sat back and said, they should do this.
Well, there's a lot of them around
and
here.
And it is. And that's what I've said. Even the fellow candidates that are putting their hand up at the moment, I take my hat off to them, knowing what I've been through for the past 5 years. And it's not all gloss. You don't do it for the money. It's $13,000, $15,000 a year. Let's put it out there. It's about the best efforts of the community. But anyone that's put their name down to run for council, I've got nothing but respect for, because they're not sitting back saying,
yep,
let's do it. But the past 5 years, mate, look, there's been a lot of great things happen, but I've seen how things can be improved.
Sure. I mean, why else would you be there unless you had a vision? So what is your vision for Musselbrook?
Look, I want to ensure that fundamentally our expenditure is on the right things in our community.
Mm-hmm.
So at the moment, I see personally that it's been disproportionately disadvantaged for several areas,
right,
without going into too much. And we need to develop that better relationship with the community. From the local government perspective, our community elected members should be actually, you know, not just going out every 4 years to get elected and then sitting in a chair and not being accountable. They need to be, I want to see more of a presence and drive that cultural change, because Musselbrook used to be a town of, you know, there's always been that local rivalry between the surrounding towns, and that's wherever you go.
Yes.
But there used to be a lot of pride in the town and people being involved in community, non-profit and the likes of that.
A lot of people talk about that, having pride in your local community, but there's a lot of people that come up here to work and then go back somewhere else. They might be working in our community, but they're not necessarily a part of it. Can we change that? Is there anything we can do about that?
Look, there is. There are things that we can do, but that's working with the local industries.
Yep.
And ensuring that most mines, if we talk about the industry, have a fatigue-related policy in place where people have to. It all started back when the boom was there, mate, when anyone could have got a job as long as they had a postal address in Musselbrook, and it wasn't policed as well as it should have been.
Would you like it to see it better policed now?
Oh, I would. I mean, you've got to realise, I put myself on the line because I've got a lot of mates that were from Musselbrook that have moved away as well. And I'm not being selfish in my own rights, but if you work here, I want to see you live here. Like back in the days of the 90s, and I know times change and we've got to move forward, but it'd benefit our community if more of the miners lived here locally.
Yep.
If more people from any industry lived here locally, not only just that, the community infrastructure, the youth here, as you know, we've got great facilities here at the present for a skate park and the likes, but we can develop on it. It's got to be more for them to do. If they keep them occupied and outdoors, it keeps them out of trouble and it's mentally well-being.
How important to you is local sport, for example, to the community?
Well, you know, I grew up on sport around here, and I think it develops great personalities and skills throughout life for people, and develops those interpersonal skills that they can take further, be it jobs, arts, culture, whatever they want to do. But, you know, being involved in team sports, so easy. And look, so often it's so easy, and I see it in my own household, and I clamp down on it. Here's an iPad to keep the kid quiet. I'm like, no, he's a train set. He's, you know.
He's a football.
Yeah. He's a soccer ball. I'm non-biased when it comes to it, as long as they're doing something that's active and it's getting them out and about, because, you know, health-wise as well, the benefits.
That's right, yeah.
We don't want to see, you know, cardiologists being over in flux. We need more mental health services here. We need more medical services here. There's so much. But let's just get the fundamental purposes of why councils are here right to start off with. Roads, infrastructure, everyone says roads, rubbish and rates is what the council looks after. We need to expand on that, don't get me wrong. But when you look at the council surveys that reflect that the number one thing people want are footpaths, and over the past five times, and I've got no fear of intimidation of voting against if I didn't believe it. You've got to do your homework. But the surveys don't reflect that we've done the right thing by the council. Our results don't show it, but we asked the community for a survey of what their priorities are, and we're working on the bottom 10%, And the top, which is, you know...
It's hard to keep all the people happy all the time, though,
you
know,
it? But it's not about being popular. Mm. But you've got to be accountable. You've got to turn around and say, yeah, I voted for this reason. I've heard of councillors on the last term say, I didn't vote for that. That's a ridiculous idea. And then turn around and you go, well, there's your name, mate, where you voted. Mm. And you knew you did at the time. So don't pull that... But they try and pull the bull over people's eyes. It's all publicly recorded.
Yeah, holding people to account. Steve Reynolds, good luck with the upcoming election, and I'm sure we will speak again.
Too easy, mate. Thank you.